I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Would you like a consciousness environment comparable to having 1,000 monks pray for you? Or to raise the vibrations of a cell phone or other device so that instead of harmful EMF waves, it gives off positive ones? My two guests today have developed technology to give you an energy that will raise your vibrations or consciousness and those in your environment. Meet Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stedman. Jeffrey Stegman's focus has been on creating a high consciousness culture in his business, which parallels his own spiritual path. Jeffrey is the co-owner of two manufacturing businesses, including one that has been in business since 1835. FLFE is a confluence of Jeffrey's manufacturing, engineering, business, and spiritual evolution. Clayton Stedman has worked in the education, training, and coaching business for over 30 years. For the last 30 years, he has focused on business as a spiritual path in his coaching practice. Since discovering consciousness kinesiology in 2004, he has done over 5 million calibrations and created over 10 consciousness assessments and several unique energy medicine protocols. FLFE is a continuation of his purposeful intention to create the conditions for humanity to have a higher level of consciousness. FLFE, or Focused Life Voice Energy, is a service company providing a subscription to greatly increase the level of consciousness of a property or around a mobile object to a very noticeable and beneficial effect. As humanity evolves, new ways of measuring these vibrations emerge. A recent discovery has made it easier to measure vibrations in everyday life in order to facilitate positive changes in people's levels of consciousness. Jeffrey and Clayton came together with an inventor who had devoted his life to creating free energy for humanity. Although he did not create a free energy device, he had discovered a way to redirect and force large amounts of life force energy, also known as subtle energy, to an object. Today, after an additional 9 years of research and hundreds of customers and testimonies, Jeffrey and Clayton are beginning the process of increasing public awareness of the unique consciousness-raising technology. FLFE Innovation Corporation offers a monthly FLFE subscription on a property or on a mobile object, also known as the FLFE bubble. The technology associates the FLFE device with an address or property or photograph of an object using custom-developed software, integrated with the FLFE device, and creates the FLFE wave that works with the property or object. The FLFE wave will clear negative history from the property, raise consciousness, and increase creativity, and increase greatly the positive energy available for people and animals on the property or the service radius around the FLFE mobile object, as well as many other enhancements. You are in for an exciting interview about the new type of energy. If interested in trying the energy for free for a 15-day trial, subscribe to the service, or learn more about it, there are links on my website, or go to http://www.flfe.net. Tonight, we are fortunate to have the founder of Focused Life Forced Energy, Jeffrey Stegman, and Clayton Stegman to discuss the energy services and an interesting new development since our last interview. For the listeners, Focused Life Forced Energy, or FLFE, is an interesting service that creates a high consciousness field at a home or business or around an object such as a cell phone. The high consciousness field is literally a reservoir of energy from our bodies for our bodies to use for healing and personal development. I have used this service for over a year, and one thing I've noticed with it is everyone tends to congregate in front of my house, and when they come, they don't want to leave. And so I also feel much better. In fact, I got so dependent on having it that I was afraid to leave over Christmas, and I hadn't been away from home for 3 years, and I wanted to see my sister. So dear Yusi sent me a zap and fixed my ring so that I could take it with me, and so I was much more comfortable going. The other thing that's happened, or a couple things that happened, is there's a pond behind my house, and it was covered with algae. This had never happened before, but it was completely covered with algae. And when I started the service, it started disappearing behind my house. And after a short time, there was like a month or so, there was a big circle of no algae, and the rest of the pond was covered. And then the following years, there was no algae. So that was interesting. And then we had two neighbors, the most difficult neighbor. And he was so difficult that he would deny people access to their property on the beach and things like that. And he was always calling the police, and he was disliked by everyone on the island. Well, he didn't actually leave, but he developed health issues, and he's in his house now and apparently doesn't seem to bother anyone anymore. And the second person, who was always shooting off firecrackers and, you know, different things that made a lot of noise and had parties and all, his wife died, he remarried, and he left. So now we have a very congenial neighborhood with no problems. So I think the service has been very well received by me. And so with that, I want to welcome then Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stegman to the Holistic Health Show, and I look forward to hearing about Focused Life Forced Energy. Now, first, can you explain to the listeners what are high consciousness fields and how you measure this?
This is Clayton. Carl, I'll start with this question. Mm-hmm. This is a question we do get asked a lot. We always encourage people to do the free trial, and you can just go up to flse.net, and that's on the front page, and just to have their own personal experience so that they can just experiment with their discernment. So most of the people that talk about the subject with us, they recognize a presence of more positive energy. So that's maybe as simple as I could state it or we could state it. It's that it's a presence of positive energy, and it's the more positive energy, the more discernible it is. And we measure it through muscle testing or advanced kinesiology. And we use the Hawkins Map of Consciousness, created by Dr. David Hawkins, author of Power versus Force and many other books. That was his first book, quite well known in the spiritual personal development field. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to compare or look at in the world what are high consciousness places and how do they typically feel, you might want to think about a cathedral. where it's peaceful. You can hear yourself think. There's kind of a quietness that you can easily tap into. That would be an example. There's pilgrimage sites around the world that people travel to on a regular basis, and they go there for the positivity, for the potential healing. They go there to sometimes receive a blessing from the energies that are there, and that's a place where people would typically notice a higher energy field. And if we want to, you know, compare that to something negative, we would perhaps think about an old battlefield where you get close to it and you start to feel yourself get more tired and lethargic, and your thinking gets kind of muddy, if you will, or confused. And if you spend a lot of time in that area, there's more sadness and just a tendency to not be as happy or feel as good about life. So that'd be some examples of positive ones and negative ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or positive energy fields and negative energy fields.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then how do you create the high consciousness field in the home or business?
Well, Carl, this is Jeffrey. I'll start with this one. Yeah, it's really interesting. We discovered a technology. There was some inventors who had been working to concentrate energy or focus energy, and they were originally looking to create a machine that could generate electricity out of available energy in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And while they couldn't get to that step, they realized they had a very highly focused field or highly concentrated or high energy or high consciousness field created in this machine. And it's, you know, it's similar if you looked at some of Nikola Tesla's original experiments where you might have stacks of coils and plates and different components and high-speed alternating currents flowing through those stacks. And it pulls in, that once the frequency is set correctly and the voltage, pulling in this available energy into this system, and then it's flowing it into an output location, which is creating this high consciousness field. And when we started to work with it, and Clayton first, and then I joined as well, you know, we realized that within that field, we could entangle that field or associate it with a location anywhere in the world and create this connection that would then create this high consciousness field instantly anywhere in the world based on an address, a legal address, or coordinates. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a breakthrough when we discovered that.
Right.
So that's how we created, is really through this association or entanglement by putting, mm-hmm. you know, the legal address or coordinates into the field, along with the instructions to raise the level of consciousness and many of the other programs that we have in FLFE. We're clearing the negative history on the property first, and then all this energy is flowing in, and then there's quite a lot of health and other mm-hmm. information in the field that assists the body to heal and to be at its best.
Mm-hmm. Is this, you mentioned Tesla, is this similar then to the Reiki, the Rife machine, and to some of the electromagnetic energy types of machines?
No, it's really different from those.
Is it?
Those were, you know, had a certain vibration. You know, mm-hmm. they were tuned to a certain frequency, and mm-hmm. the frequency was, you know, then destroying, you know, viruses and things like that. It's not a frequency machine.
Oh.
It's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an association or an entanglement, and there's this flow of energy, this subtle energy. More of a subtle energy flow than it is a mm-hmm. frequency machine.
Oh, okay. I think that I read somewhere it's like having 1,000 monks praying for you.
Yes, this is Clayton here. At some point, Carl, we were trying to figure out how many people at a certain level of consciousness would it take to pray for a property. Of course, you know, if you're having somebody or having a group of people pray 24/7, 365 with the which is what the technology does. It takes quite a few people because, you know, people have to have breaks, they have to eat,
right?
They have to, you know, they have to sort of take care of their life. So it's really, you know, it would take thousands, literally thousands of people, depending on their level of consciousness, who have the same influence as the technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we know that there's different experiments that have been done where, I think in transcendental meditation, that one comes to mind, where they were praying for
mm-hmm.
a certain town and the climate was better regulated and the crime rate went down, and there's, you know, some real specific indicators about mm-hmm. the positive influence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then what are the health benefits of living in the FLFE high consciousness field?
This is Clayton again. I'll just pick up on that and maybe let Jeff finish it. But firstly, there's a greatly increased available energy that can be used for the body to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't make any health claims, but what we do is support the body's own innate intelligence to have the resources to do the work it wants to do and has perhaps wanted to do for months or years or even decades. And it was interesting to hear your story, Carl, about not wanting to leave the house. That's the reason why we created the FLFE Everywhere service, so that we could just take it with us, because
right.
our homes and offices were so positive that we were just less interested in going out and doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like the body, you know, when it's such a positive, loving environment that's full of energy, the body has resources and wants to do those things. So positive cellular regeneration will happen. We have programs besides just the positive energy. We have sort of set specific programs on the service, like grounding and anti-stagnation. So we have an anti-stagnation program, which is very similar in principle to acupressure, which keeps the chi or the energy or the life force moving in the body. So there's the amount of energy available, and then it's having that available energy be used in such a way that it's not only positive for each part of the body, but used in the whole system. And so the anti-stagnation program was a really big upgrade for us at the time, because it allowed that chi to keep moving. And one of the principles of Chinese medicine is to really look at where there's stagnation in the body and where the qi is blocked. And so once you get that qi moving, it really can vitalize areas of the body that were degenerating.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the body just, it knows what to do once it has the resources to do it. The great thing about our bodies, they automatically do the smart thing.
As you were talking, Clayton, it dawned on me that I have been less willing to leave home since I've had your service.
Yeah.
I go out, you know, once a week to grocery shop, and I go out one day a week if there's antique shows or sales or things like that. But most of the rest of the time, I'm home, and I used to be gone much more than I am now. So maybe that's keeping me home also, and I was attributing it to my age.
Well, it has an interesting effect on neighborhoods too, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your property is at 560,
mm-hmm.
the positivity radiates out for sometimes hundreds of feet. And so, according to the law of non-interference, we have to get permission to raise a property up to a certain level, but to just be kind and send loving thoughts, you don't need to ask a person
mm-hmm.
to do that or to bless somebody from a distance. So your whole neighborhood is getting blessed. And we have many examples of customers that find that their neighborhoods just transform within a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just that positive energy tends to create alignment and community between neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people move because it's uncomfortable for them, but it's, you know, it's just that positive energy starts to transform the whole area it's in. So typically your neighbor's places might be at,
mm-hmm.
their properties might be at 500 out of 1,000 if you're 560. So at that level, you don't have to inform your neighbors that they're
mm-hmm.
getting a benefit from just living next to you.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, would you or Clayton then talk about, I think at one time you said hate was at a certain point and love was at a certain point and your service was at a certain point. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I could start with that. And Clayton, you're very well resourced in this area too with the Hawkins map. The Hawkins map goes from 1 to 1,000 in the human realm, and 200 is sort of the level of where positivity starts, and, you know, and 400 is, you know, sort of scientific materialism and reason, and North America is around 410 or so. And then 500 is the start of, you know, the energy of love or the vibration of love. And, you know, when you get up into the 540 and above, you're starting to get into unconditional love. And, you know, then 560, you know, it's, you're really well in that area. And each point upwards is 10 times more energy. So, you know, a house can literally go up on the surface within really short amount of time, like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It can go up 150 points on the Hawkins map. So it's a huge difference in energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that love, sort of that love zone, or in that, you know, higher 500 zone, just seems to support us to be more loving and to be, you know, in loving relationships. And when things happen, which they always do, you know, for me personally, it just seems like I recover more quickly, you know, mm-hmm. like a trampoline,
mm-hmm.
kind of bounces me back up. So that's what, you know, people notice about the port of being in a higher consciousness environment. Besides, you know, the body's the effect for the body, it's also, you know, emotionally and relationships, it's really helpful to be in a loving energy.
You mentioned that difficult people in the neighborhood will feel. I'm wondering if other energies affect this energy, either positive or negative energies in your environment, such as, you know, say you get Reiki or you get electromagnetic energy like I do from the beamer, or you have gemstones around, or cell phones that give off not so positive, the microwave, things like that, Wi-Fi, things like that. Do they influence the energy that is part of the service, or does the energy influence them, or does it not have any effect on one or another?
Well, maybe I'll speak to this first. This is Clayton again. Some of the things you're talking about, Carl, are what we would call geopathic stress zones,
uh-huh.
such as electromagnetic frequencies. We recently wrote a new program for a geopathic stress zone where someone was living on the banks of a river, and the river was kind of running straight towards them. And the chi of the river will continue on past the river where it bends, right? And this is a really anomaly, but there was a bridge on the river, and we noticed that property, when people went back to school, there was a university on the other side of the river, and there was a lot of more traffic, and just the traffic going across the bridge and the energy or the chi of the river coming down, that property was slightly less than 560.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we were able to do is write a program to compensate for that energy. And the way we write the programs is we will write out the context of what we're trying to achieve. So in this case, it's correct the geopathic stress zone where there is a river running straight towards a property and a bridge with traffic going across it, which is a mild disruption to the properties below.
Mm-hmm.
But that property had gone from probably 190 to, which is just below, well, it's below integrity or below mm-hmm. an environment that you'd want to live in mm-hmm. just for basic survival, to about 550. It was actually 560, but then when school went back, it went to 550 just with that extra traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So we write out the intent is to compensate for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we write out the program to address that context. And so that's how we do our programming. That's besides just the positive energy that we send. We have actually three levels of program. We have a cleansing program, then we have an energizing, we have a series of cleansing programs, a series of energizing programs, and then a series of enhancement. And part of those cleansing programs are to compensate for geopathic stress zones. And I'm not saying we compensate for all of them, but we have, you know, 1,000 people on the service, and everybody's property is at 560 or higher. So that means that for people that are doing, you know, positive things, if they have crystals or statues or beautiful art, or they feng shuied their home, then it's very likely their home is up over 560. It could be as high as, you know, we have properties at 600.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the good that you've put into your home continues to pay you back for your, you know, your investment of
mm-hmm.
time and energy.
Mm-hmm. And I think from what's said, is this correct, that as you increase the vibratory rate in your environment and in your own body, you are more immune to illnesses?
Mm. Well, definitely the body has more energy or more resources mm-hmm. to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a informational program for the innate intelligence in the body to support immune function. So that's, I would say that, you know, based on those two things, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just back to your question, Carl, your previous question, the mm-hmm. Reiki and things like the Beamer and other technologies like that or other mm-hmm. ways of moving energy, it all seems to work very well with FLFE. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of good things from Reiki practitioners and other energy workers, just how much easier it is to do their work.
Mm-hmm.
In the environment, and how much kind of more profound it is for them. In those higher vibrating environments, it just supports them to be at a higher level of consciousness to do the work, you know, because they may have to move themselves up in order to give Reiki or to do what they do. And if they're already in a higher environment, then it's just a lot less work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they find their connection can happen more easily. So everything we've seen, you know, it seems to enhance, you mm-hmm. know, it's having that high vibrational environment seems to enhance these other things.
Right.
On the positive side. And then we're able to mitigate, you know, some of these EMFs just kind of mm-hmm. naturally with the system.
Good.
To a certain percent.
Mm-hmm.
And as Clayton said, this geopathic stress is really anything that causes a chaotic kind of energetic environment that the body, that's not good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're compensating for.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeffrey. Cleansing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that aspect before, but it makes sense that you've got to, you know, do something mm-hmm. with what's there before you bring in, you know, something positive. Can you tell us mm-hmm. more about the cleansing part? Is it just a very short period, or is it like a day or 2 days? Because I know you turn mm-hmm. on the service very quickly, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'll start with that, Clayton, and hand it off to you. And it's happening continually.
Oh.
So it happens.
Oh.
The technology cycles through these programs very, very rapidly, like many times a second.
Oh, that's great.
It's really great because, especially if people are coming and going, it's continuing to clear. And there's just an energetic history any place, practically any place on the planet where people have lived and things have happened. And you're absolutely right on that, Carl. Before we did the cleansing, it seemed to take a lot longer. It took days mm-hmm. for the energy to come
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we clean, it's like cleaning the room before you paint it, you know, getting the dirt out of the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Things just come up so much more quickly.
I think, Jeffrey.
Did you want to talk about the go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Just, Clayton, did you want to talk about the program at all? I mean, it's interesting how that cleansing works.
Yeah, the first program that we really focused on with the cleansing was called the removal program. And what we did was the context was to remove all the negative influences on the land or in the property. So what we had to do, Carl, is we had to make a list of all of the negative experiences that could have happened on the land. And that's a very long program. It's, there's pages and pages and pages of all of the very specific negative situations that could happen. And the way that we write the programs, once we write the context out, we write the program and then test the level of consciousness of it. The program has to be 999 out of 1,000 or higher for it to go on the program or on the machine and be able to run indefinitely. So that was one of the kind of the darkest times that Jeff and I spent together, because we had weeks of writing out every particular negative situation that could happen. And so when the technology is cleansing the property, it's cleansing every specific type of history associated with those experiences or those conditions. And so that we found that the more specific we are with the programs and the higher consciousness they are, the less energy they use and the faster they cycle through the property. So as Jeff said, it's like that removal template program, or the removal program, will go through the property about 1,000,000,000 times a second in the beginning. And then it has a self-regulating function that once the level of consciousness is up, and yeah, Jeff mentioned it used to take 3 days for the property to go to 540. Now it goes to 560 in 5 seconds.
Wow.
And the whole property goes to 560. Like all the, you know, any of the geopathic stress zones, all the ones we've identified, they're all compensated for. There's more to go. Certainly, we're looking at doing a beta test coming up to compensate for all the electromagnetic frequencies in the home. So that's kind of very interesting. But that gives you a little bit more of an idea of how these programs are written and why we need to identify very specific situations, because the more specific we get, the better that the technology works.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a service now where you can turn the service off. I haven't done it, but a lot of people that have tried the 15-day told me that they felt it the first 2 or 3 days, and then they didn't feel it again until it was turned off. And so I guess, you know, it's like when you build up, you get used to it, and you don't feel that change. But then when it's not there anymore, you feel it. Is that, have you heard that from other people?
Yeah, we've heard that. God, I don't know if it's hundreds of times, but at least 100 times. It's just the experience of the contrast. I mean, we're the human beings are incredibly adaptable creatures. I mean, we're, you know, in some ways we're probably the most adaptable creature on the planet. That's good news. And the not good news is, you know, we're the most adaptable creature on the planet. We tend to push other species out. You know, we become acclimatized very quickly to local conditions. And after we're in an environment for about 3 days, the programs have done lots of things to strengthen the liver and, you know, enhance the liver's capacity to do its processes, and same with the gallbladder and the kidneys. And it's, you know, there's specific programs written to support, as Jeff said, the immune system and all the organs. And just after a couple of days, there's a big benefit for the body. Usually it's about 3 days. The body kind of gets, you know, it gets a lot of extra energy in it and it starts going to work.
Do you find that the people that, and you may not be able to tell this, but that the people that tend to want this service are usually people who are at a higher consciousness level to begin with, are the ones that it makes uncomfortable? And so I'm wondering if people that are attracted to this service are the people that are working on their consciousness level and also are interested in that and are probably at a higher, little higher level to begin with.
Well, I would say that you probably get a pretty wide variety of people, but it does seem to be people that are more familiar with energy work or have experienced it themselves, or doing personal development work of some sort. So this isn't a completely, you know, foreign concept to them. And all levels of consciousness are needed. They're all part of the diversity of creation. Our mission is to support, you know, the optimal conditions for human evolution from wherever you are. And so, you know, we hope people are attracted to it from wherever they are. And, you know, it could be a large gap, you know, which can be somewhat uncomfortable. But, you know, what we tell people is, uncomfortable doesn't mean bad. You know, process of evolution, our personal development, there's breakthroughs at times that happen. And there's times when we're kind of building up to a breakthrough that can be uncomfortable. And so that's can be part of the process. And people who've done a lot of work in their lives or have done personal development work can understand that or already know that.
Right. Thank you, Jeffrey. The other thing you mentioned earlier was that the USA was at 460.
410.
I would like to see it higher. Do you think that it is evolving to a higher level as a nation, or can you tell?
Well, maybe I'll start with that. This is Clayton. When you're measuring consciousness, Carl, we always suggest that it's measured over a period of time, and you take an average of that period of time. So I get the same number that Jeffrey gets if we test the level of consciousness of the United States over the previous 24 hours at 410. This is October 5th, 2017. Now, if we go back 2 weeks ago, the level of consciousness of the country over the previous 24 hours was 420.
And
the reason it dropped recently was because of the, what I believe was the situation in Las Vegas with the shooting. And so whenever there is a traumatic event in a culture, it will temporarily at least bring the level of consciousness down because we're all kind of in shock and there's a grieving process. And the hope is that we can use that situation to help us all, you know, become closer together and transcend whatever that is in our societal shadow that allows that to happen. So, you know, the United States and Canada, and, you know, they are affected by situations. And actually, you know, the highest consciousness day of the year is Christmas Day. And I think, in the United States, I think it's the second highest day is Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So that's an example of, you know, just how everybody is focused on being grateful for, you know, Thanksgiving, and a lot of people travel and see friends and family, and it's a celebration. And so those times are, you know, are higher.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
and,
are,
you know,
these fluctuations
season,
minor? You know, you said 420, 410. Are they minor on a day-to-day basis and then more fixed on a long-term, like years or year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you look at Christmas Day, so level of consciousness of Christmas Day on average over the previous 10 years, you know, the United States is about 540 on Christmas Day.
Oh, great. Good.
So, you know, the Christmas season, one of the things I notice is people are a little kinder in traffic. They'll kind of let you go in front of them. There's more goodwill. It expresses in lots of ways, of course. And that's just us being more kind and being more loving, I guess you'd say. And that brings the consciousness up.
And then things like the hurricanes and all, does that do the same thing?
Yeah. Well, they would bring it down because people are scrambling. We had a lot of forest fires here in British Columbia, Canada this summer. And so the province of British Columbia dropped quite a bit during the summer because there was a lot of people displaced, and there was a lot of questioning, like even where I live, we were wondering if we were going to have to evacuate our homes because there was fires in the area. So when there's that kind of uncertainty, you know, you'll tend to have a lower level of consciousness.
So it overshadows the good that comes out of disaster. Because I know when we had the hurricane here, people started working together in the neighborhood, and the police came and they set up a barrier. So, you know, we were secure on the island. People couldn't come on and off unless they had an address, a driver's license with an address. And, you know, people worked together. So the hardship, want of a better word, the hardship override the positive things that come out of it. Is that's right?
Well, I would say that the shock and trauma of the hurricane and the displacement and the wondering if you're going to be okay, that would sort of bring us down. And then the goodwill and the sharing and the community effort and the kindness and the consideration and the sharing of the, you know, the, I guess the celebration of that we're all alive and okay, if that's what, you know, the situation is, then that would bring us up because we're helping each other and we're you know, not kind of occupied just with our own self, you know, when we're working out to our neighbors.
Right, Clayton. Now, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your latest changes?
Yeah, I guess just to summarize this conversation about events in a town or a country or city, you know, they're examples of consciousness fields. Consciousness fields are some of the simplest things we can ever understand because we're all consciousness organisms. You know, just for our own survival, we are looking for people that we think are safer to be around. We're looking at situations in our neighborhood that are safe or unsafe. So we have this awareness just as a survival mechanism to keep us, you know, happy and healthy. And that's, you know, that's our nervous system. It's we have all these sensory receptors in our bodies that help us create discernment about what's safe and what isn't. And that's basically, we're consciousness machines walking around on legs. So this is really not a mystery. It's just sometimes people aren't used to talking about it in that language. And there's different ways to measure it, of course. But we just want to demystify it and make it quite simple. But, you know, and we can get really kind of specific about how we measure it and what the levels mean. But just to make it really, really obvious that we're aware of high consciousness fields all the time. We just maybe didn't use that language.
Yeah, great. Good. Then do you want to tell us about the new things that have happened since we talked last?
Sure, this is Jeffrey. Yeah, it's been really exciting, Carl. We're really excited about this. We you know, as we talked about earlier, at some point we created a way to take the field with us. And when we started, we were using an object like a piece of jewelry or a pendant, something like that. And we would use a photograph in, you know, into the machine, into the programs that would then create this association or entanglement. And we'd create this field around the object, like a 300-foot, 550 field. And so it was really helpful for traveling and being in a hotel room and that sort of thing. And, you know, people wanted to do their cell phones. And, you know, so we kind of played around with taking a picture of the cell phone. And there aren't a lot of variations cell phone to cell phone. Mm-hmm. You know, a piece of jewelry can really be unique in the way it's formed and maybe the micro scratches on it that you would see in a high-resolution photo. And what we discovered is that a cellular device has a unique number. It has a unique phone number or cellular number within a country. So if it's registered in the United States and it has an area code and number, there's only one device that does that. And so we were able to use those unique identifiers to identify the cellular device and entangle with it. So we created a cell phone program that creates the field around the cell phone. But the really exciting part was we were playing around with the emissions or the EMF that are coming out of a phone. And we're all concerned about that. And we keep it, you know, away from us while we're sleeping and try not to carry it in our pockets. And what we realized, we kept testing and experimenting that when we brought the cell phone itself, like the physical device, up to 580, on the Hawkins map, which is quite a bit higher, that, you know, so now the whole device, all the physical parts, the antennas, even the micro, the speakers for the music, everything is now at 580. And when it got there, the emissions became supportive of life, according to our testing, as opposed to being negative to life, you know, previously. And on our website, FLFE.net, in the Learning Center under FLFE programs, there's some details about how we tested that using kinesiology. So that was a really exciting breakthrough because now when I hold my cell phone, it feels good to me. It feels like I want to hold it. I walk around holding it because it's that 580 energy is sort of coming up my arm and feels really, really good in my body. And so we have the cell phone itself is 580, field around it in a 4-foot radius is 575. And it goes down and comes 555 out to 300 foot. So it's quite a, quite something to carry around. And it's really a blessing to everyone in the vicinity. And we were talking to a customer recently and she was saying when she goes in store, she's out in the world, she's shopping, that people just light up, you know, there's just like seems to be a difference. She's noticed a difference in the way people feel when they're in that energy field.
That's wonderful.
So that's, we're just really excited about that because cell phones are such a part of our life and they're such a positive influence. And then we're all concerned about this, you know, the EMF.
Jeffrey, are you all going to, you and Clayton going to publish this?
We're looking now, Carl, for ways, other ways to measure this effect other than the kinesiology that we have. And we, well, we're very confident in that. We would like to see multiple methods of confirming this finding. So I think we will need to get those other methods or other data points before we could publish it out there. But it's, you know, it's certainly, we have a free trial for the phone so people can try it themselves. And we really want people to trust themselves and see what they think. And while we find ways to confirm our findings.
Do you find that the most people that take the trial subscribe or not?
We have a really high percentage of people that do the trial that subscribe. It's almost shockingly high. So we're really happy about that, that people feel it and they move forward. And like you said earlier, we have this control panel.
Mm-hmm.
So during the trial, they can turn it on and off and see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, same with the cell phone. They can do the same thing there.
Mm-hmm. Is there
people?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And people can do a 15-day trial on their home, which we recommend that because then your home gets cleaned or cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a blessing in itself. And that 15 days, as Clayton said, it's just really good for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that's over, they could do a 15-day trial on the phone.
Oh.
So they could spend 30 days in the energy. So that's, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
part of the gift that we're giving with mm-hmm. that, and it gives people a chance to try it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Now I know what I do over Christmas this year. Is UC still with you?
I'm sorry, what was that, Carl?
I said, now I know how I'm going to function over Christmas. My 15-day trial on the phone.
And yeah, there you go, 2 weeks. Yeah, it's perfect for that. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else then you want to say before we look again at, you know, a review of the services and how to reach you?
Well, maybe I'll mention, this is Clayton, Carl, maybe mm-hmm. I'll mention something about the research process in mm-hmm. making the phone, the frequencies coming from the phone beneficial to life. There's three levels that we're typically looking for in doing research into harmonizing an electronic device such as a cell phone. The first is that people will try to block the waves, and that can interfere with the device's operation. The next level of kind of up from that is to neutralize the influence, and that kind of makes it neutral. And, you know, it doesn't do any harm, doesn't do any good. And then the next level, we think, is the highest possibility, is to harmonize it or make it positive. And just to get a sense of the amount of energy it takes from our technology, the cell phone, FLFE everywhere is objects and cell phones, but the FLFE anywhere service takes over 2,000 times the amount of energy that a home subscription does from our technology. So it takes a tremendous amount of energy to compensate for these radiant electromagnetic frequencies that necessarily do come from devices. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to talk about the three levels and just to give, you know, people a sense of it takes a lot more energy from the technology, and we're glad that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time when we had to do upgrades before we could even manage this, because one mobile object would have taken like maybe 1% of all the power that in mm-hmm. the machines. So it's only just through upgrading and upgrading and upgrading the power that we're able to offer more and more of these compensatory influences.
Mm-hmm. Then will you kind of summarize your services and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. FLFE, so it's FLFE, which is abbreviation for Focus Life Force Energy, .net. So that's the website. And once you get on the website, be right on the front page, a place to do the free trial or subscribe. And then up in the navigation, there's the Learning Center. It's a great place to look through and kind of understand about the technology and the programs. Or the information that's in the way that, and some of the benefits that are there. So that's there. And the office can be contacted. We're there during business hours, in Pacific time. So we're always, glad to talk to people. The way we conceive the business and the way we're running it, we always want someone to be available, you know, during business hours as mm-hmm. much as possible. Everyone's not on the phone at that time, but that we're available to people to answer your questions and to talk to us about the service and help you with any issues that may have come up as far as subscribing. So the service is a subscription service. A home business cell phone, they're $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the programs and all of the upgrades that we continually do are all kind of included into the service. All the things that we've mentioned, they're all included into that. There's no, like, you know, extras. A business is $50 a month, and that includes clearing of the corporate name or the corporate entity, which has its own consciousness, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, particularly an older business that's maybe been through ups and downs, it really assists with that. So that's in the business subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Clayton, you can think of there?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit subscription as well, which we give for a half price of the regular subscription. So it's $15 a month. I know it's hard to remember all these different subscriptions that we have, but that's something we offer.
And mention the church.
Yeah, we have a service that we're calling Pay It Forward now, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it the religious or spiritual organization.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to help raise the level of consciousness of the planet, we wanted to have different institutions have a kind of a high level of consciousness on influence on them. Maybe not as high as a subscription because of the law of non-interference. We have to have permission at a certain level to put it that high because typically the body will need a lot more water. That's one of the reasons, especially in the beginning of the subscription because it's doing all this cleansing. We have this program that we're now calling it Pay It Forward, and the frequency goes out at 500 out of 1,000 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. And at that level of consciousness, just like the neighbors in your neighborhood, Carl, you don't need permission to mm-hmm. apply that to any location.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can put that service that we're giving as a gift on any location that you want on the planet. And that location, that service that you're giving, the Pay It Forward service, is on for as long as Jeff and I have the business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that could be 30, 40 years from now. And mm-hmm. you'll be blessing that location for that time.
That's wonderful.
So each subscription, each paying subscription gets one of these Pay It Forward subscriptions to designate. And it's really exciting to us because there's so much diversity and diversity of experience and just view of the world among our subscribers that for them to each have a chance to then pick a place anywhere in the world to bring to 500 or give this gift of 500 to that, you know, we have, as we grow with subscribers, we grow with this Pay It Forward and the mm-hmm. the effect on the world at large, you know, we're really excited about what can happen.
Well, I thank you very, very much. It's very interesting, and I commend you for your passion about helping mankind. Mankind certainly needs help, and I think that you're on the right track with what you're doing, and I think it's wonderful, and I support you in all of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl, for all that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, Carl, and your commitment to vibrant health. So we're on the same page.
Good.
On the same team.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope some of the information was useful to you, and I invite you to my two websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all previous shows under the blog for the last 10 years. I also invite you to my Cancer Foundation website, holisticcancerfoundation.com. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.